Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Star Psychics Blog Talk Radio. That's stars with a Z because we're special. I'm Stars Cast and I will be your host for tonight, taking your calls and setting up the reading queue for the second half of our program. This evening we will have another great topic, so please relax and enjoy. After our topic discussion, we will be ready to take your one question mini reading live on the air or in the chat room. For now, on with the show. Well, this is Stars Cast with your Wednesday night show here, and tonight it's going to be about past lives, which is always a great thing to talk about. Kind of falls in line with last week's topic that we had, and we're moving towards Halloween, and everybody, a lot of people love that time of the year, you know, it brings in the fall and all that, but I have with me tonight Stars Maya, I have Stars James, and I have Stars Morningstar, and I did have Stars Caitlin Clare, and we lost her for a moment, but I'm sure she'll be back. So we're going to have everybody discussing past lives. I think it's going to be great, and I wonder how many of us have been regressed. I was regressed, so I know one of my past lives, and it's really kind of neat to have it done. But anyway, Stars Maya, are you there?
I am. I'm here.
And we're so happy to have you. And I see that we picked up Stars Caitlin Clare, so I'm going to pull her in right now. And all of you can just start talking. Caitlin, is that you?
Yes, I'm here.
Technical. Okay, everybody's here. We've got, you know, Stars Maya, Stars James, Stars Morningstar, and yourself. And, of course, you know we're going to talk on past lives. So I'm going to let Stars Maya take off with it here and get it started. And I'll be checking all the callers.
Okay, well, good evening, listeners, and this is Stars Maya, and as Stars Cast just said, we're talking about past lives. I'm very excited about this topic. I agree. I think it ties in with karma. I feel that a lot of our karma is often connected to past lives. Of course, it is a little bit of a subjective subject, which makes it all the more interesting. So what I'm going to give just a little brief intro into past lives and my view on it, and then we're going to do as we always do with our panel discussions. We have our little order we go through. So I feel that we all have had past lives, and if you, as Stars Cast mentioned, if you've never been regressed, there are ways of doing it yourself, but you probably need to seek an advisor for them to assist you in how to do that, and if you can be regressed. Now, I want you to know that, first of all, you can always go to Stars Psychics, and that's Stars with a Z, and that can be done through chat or email, past life reading, so you don't have to be face-to-face with someone. But my viewpoint on past lives is a lot of people call it reincarnation. I feel that we have a spiritual part of us. We are spiritual beings, and we come to life. And my belief system is that we return as humans, although we can change ethnic. We can be African American or Caucasian or Asian, and we can also change genders. And the reason that I feel we continue to come back to Earth, I feel part of it is involving soul contracts and agreements, but it's also, I feel the goal, I guess you might say, is so that we reach the highest level of understanding that can be accomplished and lessons that can be accomplished on the physical Earth. As long as we are walking on the physical Earth and we're not spiritual beings totally, and I always say we have feet, we don't have wings, we are somewhat limited. If you look at a ladder, we can evolve so high, and then we get to a point where we may become a spiritual being that stays in the spiritual realm, perhaps as a guide or perhaps something else. I believe that oftentimes fears that we have that we don't understand are connected to past lives. I believe that we have body memories that are often connected to past lives. And I believe that a lot of dreams that we have even though they may seem in the now era, or, you know, they may seem current in terms of dress or there's a cell phone, I do believe that they're oftentimes connected to past lives. So that's a little bit of my overview. So now we're going to, I'm going to pass the torch, so to speak, on to Stars Morningstar. And as always, it's so great to have you, Stars Morningstar. Thank you.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for welcoming me back. What is a past life? I have to agree with Stars Amaya very much so. I have a little bit different outlook, you know, so I believe that, what is a past life? A past life is the life that you lead in a physical form prior to the physical being that you are today. Oh, yeah, and karma, that was last week's workshop, but it has so much to do with today's as well. Has a lot to do with past life, as Stars Maya was saying, and who we are today. But let's get going on this week's focus. If you would like to know more about karma from your past life effects on how it affects you today, then any of us here on Stars will be happy to help you with that. But how do you know if you have even had a past life? That may be something that you're questioning. And how, maybe you have met someone and they said, you are an old soul. That is sometimes like a little red flag onto that perhaps you have, if you're wondering about that. Or you may like to hang out with, or always have liked to hang out with people who are older than you, such as elders. And these people make you feel more comfortable or complete as they talk about things that seem more up to date in a karmic order with your soul. This could be very true. You may have had a life like dreams, or being somewhere, seeing yourself as a child in the dream, you know, that in a place that you've never been before, but you're able to show emotions, or the dream is very real. You can smell or feel or touch, those kind of things. And the fourth one I think that I find very common is that you you feel that you have known someone, but that you just met, but you've never met them before. Okay, and at this point, I think Stars Amaya will agree that you can bring up both soulmates and twin flames in just that subject alone.
Yes.
And
yes.
Yeah, and you're naturally good at something. You know, you may have a talent, and it's very good, but it's not your present job or occupation, though sometimes it should be. These are all signs of past life that are brought into your present. So I hope I didn't confuse anybody in all of that, but those are some of the signs that definitely tell you that you have had a past life, and some of these things are brought into the present, as Star Myers was explaining.
That was great. Thank you. Thank you, Stars Morningstar. You hit on some great points, and I'm sure our listeners, and you were very easy to understand, and you made perfect sense. So I don't think anyone is feeling confused at all. So let's move on to Stars Caitlin Clare and see what she has to say about past lives.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back, Morningstar. You were sorely missed in your absence, and I hope you're feeling better. I'd like to say hello to my family, friends, clients, and everyone that takes advantage of the beautiful readings available at starspsychics.com. We love you all. I'm very excited to speak about past lives because it does tie into our previous discussions on karma. And I have worked up two different ways that everyone can figure out who they were in a past life astrologically, and I have a tarot spread for all our tarot readers out there that they can certainly employ when doing readings for clients. Now, when we're looking at past lives, and I pulled up a chart just for the current day, so whoever was born today at 12:01 a.m. in Boulder Creek, California, we can look at, first of all, we go back to the South Node, which we've discussed in, you know, previous radio broadcasts, that's our karma. This is what we're bringing from a past life. this is a lesson that we're meant to be learning because we didn't learn the lesson before. But we can look to the south node, the sign in the house it's in, and go, well, who was I in a past life? I don't know about anyone else, but that's a very common question that I get from my clients because they do feel a high sense of deja vu. And I think a lot of people who are interested in metaphysics, astrology, tarot, and psychics are certainly sensing that, yes, I've been here before, or they wouldn't have this interest at all. So if we were going to look at this chart, and I'm just going to do a real quick to-the-point reading, we're going to look at the south node, which looks like a horseshoe or a U with two little dots in it in your astrology chart. It's in Taurus in the 11th house. So the lesson is that we need to overcome our envy and jealousy regarding our friends. This is our big karmic lesson, and we need to watch out for false friends. Okay, we know this. We went over this in past broadcasts. Now, to find out our past life, we need to look to the natural ruler of the 11th house, and that would be Aquarius. Aquarius is the natural ruler, and Aquarius is ruled by the planet Uranus. Now, in this chart, Uranus is in the 10th house, so we have someone who has high psychic ability, ruled by Aquarius, a bit of a revolutionary who is famous. We're talking about someone who could have been in the position of a king or a president. Now, because Uranus is in a square to Pluto in Capricorn in the 6th house means this person knew about poisons and was probably poisoned by his nurse or a non-traditional healer, and that ended his life. However, he did make he or she, whoever that is, they made known their ideals, their ideas about the psychic. So we could have the reincarnation of pretty much Edgar Cayce here. But that's kind of the puzzle that we get to figure out in our natal chart, that we can see our past lives. And further on in the broadcast, I'd like to talk about the actual tarot spreads that we as readers can use and people at home could use. You know, I always recommend a past life regression therapy session with a qualified hypnotherapist if you really want to know. However, this is very heavy-duty stuff, so, you know, please make sure that you're in a good place before you have this sort of therapy done. But there are tarot spreads that we can use to help our clients to see what their past lives were and what qualities they can bring from that past life to put into their current life incarnation to make their life even better and to get over any necessary bad karma.
Wow, that was a lot of information, Stars Caitlin Clare. You always you're always so impressive with all your knowledge and sharing all that with us. So that's a lot. I always like to take notes. I mean, everyone really is interesting, and I just love hearing from everyone, and I know our listeners do too. But I always take notes, and so yes, we definitely want you to have a chance after we go around the first time to go back and talk more with us about your take with the tarot cards and what else you can offer us in terms of past lives. So let's now move on and get kind of an overview from Stars James. Welcome, Stars James, and we're all waiting to hear your take on past lives.
Absolutely. Well, thank you. This is Stars James, and you know, my take, I mean, it's very similar. I think that, you know, in doing this metaphysical work, we may have subtle differences in, you know, the way that we see things, but of course it is very similar. When I'm doing a reading with someone, I actually am a licensed hypnotherapist and life coach as well, and sometimes I do past life regression, not as much as I used to, though, but I think it's interesting because Stars Caitlin Clare and Stars Morningstar brought up something that was pretty specific. Deja vu and dream states, both of those are really good indicators of past life regression, past life things that are coming up and maybe influencing our present situations, because it has to do with the subconscious and it has to do with changes in our conscious behavior. That's why hypnotherapy is one technique that is very useful in kind of doing this type of work. And like I said, I do think that, you know, past life, when you do past life regression, I think that the purpose behind it isn't really to know that you were Cleopatra in a past life, or at least this is my personal take on it. It's not really necessarily as valuable as just information, you know. It's more valuable when you can see the karmic implications of what has happened in the past life, how it's influencing your situation today, and your ability to break a cycle of karma if it has a negative impact on your everyday circumstances or on your everyday life. And that's more of what I focus on if I'm doing, like, dream interpretation or doing a psychic-type reading and accessing some of that karmic information. I also think it's interesting, too, you guys both are, I believe it was Stars Morningstar, brought up the soulmate twin flame idea. And, you know, when I consider, and this is of course my own personal belief, but when I'm doing work with people, and I've seen this over the past 11 years, when I do work with people, is that they tend to maintain a pretty static circle of people in their lives. And so there's soul connections from lifetime to lifetime. That's related to past life. And a lot of that is because we're working out karma in those particular situations, and they're actually assisting us. I do one of in my life coaching, I do a technique called radical forgiveness, and essentially what this is about is it's dealing with the healing dance that's taking place in our interpersonal relationships. And as I'm doing that, a lot of times these past life relationships will come up during that, because it's dealing with a particular area of karma that you're coming into a place of, from duality to unity, or a place of evolution, spiritual evolution in that. And I would like to, as we go back through, I think I'm going to talk a little bit more about the sphere of influence, but I don't want to take up too much time here. But I really like what was said about, you know, the changes in consciousness. That's definitely a really intriguing point as well, that most of us have had those experiences where we have a dream and we have no idea where the content of the dream comes from, or the deja vu moments that are usually a divergence of a past life and a current situation, and gives us an opportunity for insight as well.
Okay, great. Well, thank you, Stars James. You gave us, you know, it's so great to have these panel discussions, because as you pointed out, we, you know, we're all spiritual people, so of course we have a common ground, but we all see some things differently, and that adds interest. And of course, there, you know, when you're dealing with the metaphysical, the paranormal, or supernatural, spiritual, I mean, there's just never a right or wrong way. There's just so many different ways to view this. So, and this is one of those subjects that I feel is just really so interesting, and there's so many different ways to view it. And I agree with you, Stars James, and this is Stars Maya speaking. I forgot to let you all know, but this is Stars Maya back again speaking. I agree with you, Stars James, that it's not necessarily so important, you know, for a client to know that they were someone famous. Although I will say that I think some past life readings can just be fun and entertaining, and some people just like to know about themselves in the same way that some people are very much into genealogy and doing their family tree and history and so on. But for me, when we look at the more serious aspects, and I think it was, I'm not sure who made mention of it, but it was important that when you do a regression, to be prepared, because I have found, I'm going to agree that some past lives, you know, let's face it, when we look at life in general on the physical world, not everyone has a picture-perfect life. So we have to assume that there are past lives that were great and wonderful, but there were also past lives where, you know, situations occurred. Perhaps we had an early physical death, and so on and so forth. So I definitely see it as a learning experience. And what I feel like we can, some of the things we can gain from past life. And I also agree with the deja vu or the familiarity. especially when it's another country or it's a setting that is not something that we've had exposure to. And we see that, if we look, we see that a lot in young children. And I wanted to bring that point up, is I, you know, these young children that are like 3 years old and they're prodigies, they're musical geniuses, you know, they're 2 and 3 years old and they can play the piano. I mean, it's just unreal. I always see that as a bleed over from a past life, an ability that followed them into that life and something that they were born with. And that's not to in any way put down what they're able to do, because the music is beautiful regardless of where it came from. But my thing is, you know, we're elevating our spiritual awareness and our humanness together to find this place of balance, so that we're one with Creator or God, or I know we all have different beliefs, but to achieve the highest level possible. That's why what I feel about past lives. And I also feel definitely, and I've experienced it, of course, in my personal life, both male and female, where I've met someone and I've just instantly created a bond and a relationship. And I feel that I call that term a familiar. If it's not romantic, you know, I tend to use that word more. They're a familiar. They're someone that I had a relationship with. And now I do feel that, you know, humans stay humans, but relationships can shift. So in a past life, for example, someone that, let's say, and I'm not saying this is the truth, I'm just giving an example. Let's say in this life, you know, my mother is my mother, but in another life, perhaps I was her mother, or we were sisters, or we were friends or neighbors. So it's very fascinating. And another thing that I want to mention, and I don't want to take up too much time either, is that I have found on occasion that there are some clients that become stuck in patterns or fear often, and conflict, chaos comes into their life, and we've worked through everything on this earth and this conscious level. And the next step I usually will go to when I've tried everything else is I will start to look at past lives. And I found, often not, there's something about a past life, perhaps the lesson was not learned, or there's just some bleed over, something about past life that is causing an obstacle or keeping them from reaching their potential and finding the true happiness and coming full circle. So that's enough for me, and let's go ahead and go back now to Star's Morning Star and see what more she has to say.
Well, I think that we've kind of covered it all. It kind of covers every aspect of that. I do believe that our past lives do connect to our presence in the now, and that people that we are connected to sometimes can be soulmates, and there's always that wonderful twin flame that we're all after. And sometimes when we meet, there's conflict that can go into that. Why don't they always work out? You know, things like that. But that's a different subject. So I would just like to hear what the people have to ask us about this at this point, really. Stars Maya.
Well, I would like to ask you this, Stars Morning Star, because I don't recall you mentioning this. In your belief system, in terms of past lives and reincarnation, do you feel that we can change spiritually? We can come back as an animal or a plant or any type of...
I do, Stars Maya. I do believe that if we had a very rough life or a misunderstanding, there's ways to cope with that. Sometimes I want to believe that from studies that we just go from one body to the next. But I believe that there's some struggles that we're not meant to take into the next life. And therefore, we are able to reincarnate with things that may help us settle that, such as horses or dogs or parrots or whatever. But when we're ready to come back, then we are the human that we are supposed to be, and we can come as either gender. Now, in my studies, I find most likely we become the opposite gender than what we are in the present.
Okay. Okay. And that's great. I think it's wonderful to embrace all the different ideas that we all share, and that made a lot of sense what you said. So it's almost, you know, if we were to come back as a horse and our prior life had been an extremely difficult one, and this is Stars Maya talking, and addressing Stars Morningstar. So in your belief system, for example, if we came back as a horse, it gives us a little bit of a break and an ability to be attuned more to nature and to more instinctual things as opposed to facing the myriad of problems that we would face as a human being, right? Is that what you're
yes,
saying?
Yes, it correct. It reestablishes an equal balance, if you will.
Okay, yeah, that makes perfect sense. That's I'm starting to believe it. So thank you, Stars Morningstar. And okay, now I know Stars Caitlin Claire had a lot more that she wanted to share. So let's go ahead and move on to Stars Caitlin Claire so she can add what she had prepared for us.
Thank you, Maya, and thank you, Stars Morningstar. I'm going to respectfully agree to disagree. I do not believe that we come back as animals, because we've already had these reincarnations as animals. And if we look into ancient spiritual belief, there are 777 lives that we go through before we achieve enlightenment. We spend a good 30, 40 of those lives as animals. So we've been the horse, we've been the ant, we've been the butterfly, we've been the bird. We eventually evolve to our human existence, and we come back indeed as human, because we need to learn our karma as humans, because we've created this karma as humans. Going on to the tarot spread that I really wanted to share, so not only our clients could benefit from it, but I want all the readers that are listening right now to be able to incorporate this into their practice, and everyone gets the benefit. It's a very simple 8-card spread. And the first thing we need to do is meditate on the actual Fool card. Before we do this reading, we need to sit down with the Fool card in our hands and meditate on the journey of the Fool. And anyone that reads tarot professionally will know what I'm talking about. The Fool is indicated by the number 0, and it is a symbol and shape that suggests an endless cycle, so that is the cycle of rebirth. We also need to look at the major arcana, not necessarily meditate on it, but when these cards come up in our reading, all these major arcana cards suggest enlightenment. So we meditate on the Fool, and we do our 8-card spread. The first 3 cards are going to be straight across, horizontal, 1, 2, 3. The next 2 cards, 4 and 5, are going to be crossed. 6, 7, 8 are going to be straight across in a horizontal line beneath the cross cards. Card 1 indicates the gender we were in a past life. The second card indicates our family. The third card, our identity. The 4th and 5th cards indicate the critical situation. This is the karma. This is the life-changing moment that we needed to learn in a past life and that we're carrying on into this one. Now, card 6 is the response that we made to this crisis in a past life, in cards 4 and 5. The 7th card is the major life lesson in this past life that we need to really learn, that comes from the crisis and the resolution to that crisis. What did we learn from both of that? Now, card number 8, the last card, is the influence of all the other information on our present life. So take this as you will, but I find this a very accurate reading, and I have to give credit where credit is due. Margaret McElroy was the one that came up with the spread, and he's a very accomplished tarot reader and has been writing articles for 20-odd years, as far as I know, and a very, very talented reader. So I leave that open to interpretation as you will. But as far as past lives go, we have to think, too, on the astral plane. Now, on average, most folks are going to spend about 25 years in between lives. And that's a very short journey in the astral world on the astral plane. Most people are going to spend their time on planes 4 and 5. Not quite totally, completely evil, but yes, we're in need of a lesson. And until we let go of our human emotion and are ready to move on, we're not going to be reborn, and that generally takes about 25 years.
Okay. So was that all, Stars, Caitlin, Claire, or did you?
Yeah, I think that's a lot of information for people to take in, and I hope it's not too much.
Well, you know, that, I mean, we're all listening, and we're hopefully our listeners, you know, we've reminded them a couple times, this is Stars Maya speaking, to, you know, take notes, and they can always go to Stars with a Z, psychics.com and listen to the broadcast over, so that's a plus. So if you heard something from any of our experts on the panel this evening and you were intrigued and you want to hear it again, by all means, those, I'm not sure exactly when they become available, but I do know that you can review the broadcast. So Stars Caitlin Claire, just to qualify or validate what you know, where we all are at, you feel that if we are, in terms of past lives and reincarnation, it's an evolutionary process, and so it began at the smallest, you know, if you want to go amoeba or insect, and then from there we rose up into the animal kingdom. But your feeling is, and your belief system is, once we are human, which is what I said that I believe, once we were human, we stayed human, although when I listened to Stars Morningstar, she made a lot of sense. But Stars Caitlin Claire, you feel once we've reached the level where we have reincarnated into a human, then we do not go back. We always we may change genders, but we always stay human from that point forward, right? That's what you.
Yes, and we have a 50-50 chance of being reincarnated into male or female.
Right. Well, and this is Stars Maya, and it only makes sense if we think of it logically. If we, you know, believe at all in the subject, we would have to come back as both genders to have the full understanding. There's no way that we could continue to come back as a female and totally understand what it's like to be male and vice versa. So that, I mean, that I think we all kind of agree with. But we'll move on to Stars James to make sure that I don't want to put words into his mouth and what his belief systems are. So let's move on to you, Stars James, to finish up what you have to say about this. And if you could add your ideas and your beliefs in terms of how we reincarnate, gender, animal, human, and anything else, of course, that you'd like to add.
Absolutely. Actually, I have one quick question for Stars Caitlin Claire. So in your viewpoint, or in the perspective that you shared, so human is really the pinnacle before enlightenment, and there's no other life form other than that?
No, I think horses can achieve enlightenment, and I think frogs can achieve enlightenment. That's their life to lead. I have no control or power to know what their lives are going to evolve into, because I've never been a frog and I've never been a horse. However, I do believe that we don't go back into being the horse or being the frog. I think we've had those experiences already as humans, and that it is a moving forward. However, who's to say that the frog doesn't achieve enlightenment and skip the whole human experience?
Right. Well, and I was kind of contemplating not necessarily just on the Earth, but, you know, interstellar, interplanetary life forms. Because, I mean, I do believe that there is life outside of just the Earth. And
kind of what
my perspective is you know, on an evolutionary level, if you're considering, okay, we go through 777, and after 40 we are human, and then we maintain humanity. Does that mean our life expression doesn't exist off of this planet? I mean, I guess that's really what was going through my mind when you had said that.
Oh, I believe we're influenced by all planets, and that there is life, you know, in other universes and solar systems and planets besides our own. We'd be very foolish to think that we're the only ones. That would be a very
mm-hmm.
selfish point of view. Of course, we're influenced by different energies. However,
yeah.
I don't think necessarily, you know, the extraterrestrial life is necessarily as interested in us as we would like them to be.
Sure. I guess more of what I maybe I didn't clarify that good enough. Can we incarnate on a different planet or on a different, you know, can our conscious experience show up or our reincarnation show up elsewhere from, I mean, because you're saying that we're just humans, and I was kind of curious, with that belief system, does that mean we don't ever show up anywhere else except for the Earth, planet Earth?
I believe that, yes, we show up here. However,
okay.
there is debate about that. There are a lot of Indian astrologers and Indian psychics that will tell you that aliens reincarnate as humans as a punishment. Yeah, take that as you will. I don't necessarily subscribe to that belief, but I believe that our entire life purpose is centered here on Earth, that Earth is kind of our balancing point, and that we need to learn the lessons that we are presented on the Earth. So, yes, I do believe it's Earth-centric.
Okay. All right. That was really my only question. And then my belief on animals, do we incarnate as animals or humans? I mean, you know, both make sense to me. Do we resolve our imbalances on the astral plane, or can we come back and resolve an imbalance, you know, on the Earth, but as a different life form? And I have to say, really honestly, I'm kind of torn, and I always have been torn about the situation, because I mean, there is archetypal energy within each life form on the planet. So let's say we need to balance out our authority. Could we manifest on the Earth as a lion? Or we need to have a serene, we need to, you know, balance out our ability to be grounded. Can we balance ourselves out as a tree? Or is it all done on the astral plane? And honestly, I don't have a specific answer for that. You know, I really just don't know. I had one other question too for primarily, I think, for Stars Morning Stars and Stars Mia, because I think they touched on it the most, and mainly because it's always been a quandary of mine as well. I think that in our Western culture, specifically, we kind of idealize the term soulmate and twin flame. Like, oh, we're always looking for our soulmate because that's going to be the perfect relationship. And what I have found with my clients is when someone has a specific soul connection or spirit, you know, deeply spiritual connection with somebody, it's not always the ideal situation, because those are the safest relationships to deal with negative karmic influences. And so I was wondering what your take on that is as well, if you don't mind. I just am curious, because I always think that those two that terminology is definitely overused and misused as you know, this ideal, but it doesn't. But to me personally, I don't think that it necessarily has to be an ideal.
Well, this is. Go ahead.
No, that's okay. Go ahead.
This is Stars, Morning Star. And my kind of idea is that soulmates does not always have to be your life partner or your mate. They can come to you as female or male, okay, and it doesn't have to be relationship orientated, though there is a relationship of friendship, if you understand me. But they do help us with karmic connections and balance our emotional values from past lives. But I do find is that with my clients is that these soulmates do help these people through. Is this friend my soulmate? You know, I'll look into it and evaluate it, yes or no. And the relationship could go on very good, and these people could be true friends and move on. But when it comes to relationship, the value of soulmate relationships is much stronger. The twin flame aspect, however, if you was to match two twin flames, male, and they're usually opposite of sex, they are very attracted to each other emotionally, physically, spiritually, all these things. But, and however, their relationship is usually abrasive, and it doesn't last long, though there is still a very tight and emotional bond between them. This is what I found out.
Okay.
I could go on and on about that, though. But that's what I have found out.
Okay, well, this is Stars Maya, and I really don't recognize that there's this special twin flame. You know, I don't see it that way. I agree, Stars James. I feel that in our profession that the term soulmate is overused, and clients have this picture in their head that a soulmate is the only person for them, and no matter what that soulmate, that person puts them through, no matter how difficult the situation is, just because they have that connection. And the reason why I'm going to continue this, because I feel that it's related to past lives.
Mm-hmm.
To me, a soulmate is someone that we have journeyed with and had contact with, either in the spiritual realm, or I agree with you to the point, Stars James, that it could be in another dimension, in another planetary aspect. It doesn't necessarily have to be the Earth as we see it and know it today. But a soulmate to me is someone that we've journeyed with before, that we have had a relationship in some way before, and it's an opportunity that's presented. Sometimes it's simply presented to us because the lesson that needed to be learned by both persons, male or female, was not learned and needs to be learned again. Sometimes unfinished business. Sometimes a soulmate is that connection that we feel, that opportunity, that special, you know, like we talked about meeting someone and feeling right away comfortable like we knew them. That just never, to me, a soulmate never guarantees a life partner ever. So I feel that a life partner is someone that's probably a soulmate that is at the same wavelength and on the same path that we are with their life process. And so they're able to make the same choices and sacrifices, risks, everything that's needed to make the relationship work. But I think soulmate is overused. And in my belief system, I feel that, you know, if there was only one soulmate or one person, then we would probably all be alone, or we'd be settling and be with someone and all be unhappy. I feel that we have, you know, we have had so many lives. I don't adhere to any belief that there's a number of lives. I believe it's all individual, and that each of us, depending on, it's just like in school. We all learn at a different pace. We all take information in a different pace. So with past lives, I feel the same way. And the last thing I'm going to mention is that, other than maybe children or babies, I have never come across a client where I did not pick up some information about a past life. So I know we have to start somewhere. I'm just not sure where that is. And like you mentioned, Stars James, my core belief is that we're humans are humans. But I also, like, I really love that you were so honest, and you always are, that you were honest when you said, you know, that was something that you, you know, and I think Stars Morningstar had opened us up to that idea. Talking about horses and the way that she presented it made me really stop and think and question, you know, maybe I'm being too narrow-minded. So I'm going to end what I have to say with that I believe past lives can be very important in this life. And if you want to know more, or if you feel that you're stuck, or if you've met someone that you feel a karmic connection or a spiritual connection, by all means, these are some of the most compelling reasons to get an in-depth reading on Stars Psychics, and that's Stars with the Z. So I'll leave it at that. Does anyone else have anything that they want to add before we move on to take calls, because we have run over a little bit, which is okay. That's not a problem, but does anyone want to add anything before we move on to take calls?
I would add something just really quick. This is Stars James, and did I just interrupt somebody or talk over someone?
Go ahead, Stars James. I can wait.
Okay. Yeah, the only thing that I wanted to talk about was because I asked the question because 90% of the readings that I have usually are related to some sort of relational issue. And almost all of those times, I think that's why, Stars Maya, that's why we deal with, these past life issues, because most of the time it's because there is some sort of soul connection related to a past life. And when I look at past lives, I consider it like this term from the Greek language called metron, which is our it's essentially our sphere of influence or our sphere of authority. And, you know, when I look at the sphere of authority, I see it almost like a bullseye, where there are different layers. And the people that we're dealing with right now, I believe that the layers mean that we have encountered these people within a past life and that they are coming through our lives once again. And some of those relationships, you know, they definitely change, and there's different karmic implications to those as well. But usually when I do a reading, it's the people who are right in the center that people are asking me about. They're right in the center, and there's definitely some sort of karmic makeup to the situation as well. So I just wanted to kind of throw that in. And the term is metron. There's a bunch of information online about that. One last thing, too. I believe that in our human experience, right now, we're in a very unique time on the planet where this sphere of influence is increasing through media. Now, it's the outer level that's increasing. It's not the inner level. So it's really not the intimacy level that is in a place of increase, because that would have to do with consciousness. But that outer layer is definitely increasing. The very fact that we can sit here and have a conversation and it be broadcast over the internet, and we can invite people into our metrons or our sphere is a very good depiction of how these metrons are increasing and interconnecting more and more as we live our lives. So as the planet's evolution happens. So that's just the last thing I wanted to share.
Okay, this is Stars Maya. Thank you, Stars James. And someone else wanted to say something. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, this is Stars Caitlin Clare. I just wanted to mention one brief little thing about soulmates. You get more than one, and soulmates are not necessarily always the romantic interest. Sometimes our soulmates, and we always bring over, or we are brought over, the people who are in our family and in our immediate friend circle, the people that we let in close. We've known these people in past lives. Our karma is tied to theirs, and their karma is tied to ours. So, of course, we're going to experience lifetimes over and over again. So, if first you don't succeed, try and try again. Just because you may think he is the one or she is the one, he or she may be meant to serve a different purpose in your life other than your lover, your husband, the father of your children, your support system, what have you. You really need, and everyone needs, to really open their minds to other possibilities. Maybe that person that you connect with on a soul level is meant to merely support you, because in a past life, maybe they didn't do that. Or maybe in a past life, you didn't support them. So we need to be always open to all possibilities. And again, as far as finding out what your past life was, looking at the astrology chart, I'm going to go back again. Look to your south node. Look to the house. And this is for those of you who have your astrology charts done. If you don't have your chart done, there are hundreds of readers on the Stars Network that can assist you with getting your chart done. And it's a very simple process. So we need to look to the south node, and we need to look to the natural ruler, let's say the 11th house, Aquarius, and the natural ruler of that house. And there's a lot of information. You want to look to your outer planets and what houses that they fall in, what planets they are ruling those houses, and what aspects are affecting those planets. So, for an example, we're going to take Uranus is in a square to Pluto. which means there's a lot of energy being put forth to the unexpected. So that's kind of expect the unexpected in your house of health, work, and service. Sometime in the past, you worked in this field, according to the chart that I'm looking at, and that was literally a baby born at 12:01 a.m. here in Boulder Creek. That poor baby. I hope they're not listening, because their past life was actually quite violent. But anyway, there are ways to look at your past life. I will be posting the tarot reading spread to discover your past life, as well as the astrological information that I've spoken about tonight on the STARS Facebook page. So please, make note of that. And, again, you get more than one soulmate in this life. So, keep your eyes open for it. It's not always the first one, and it's not always the last one. Everyone that is your friends and family in this life is potentially a soulmate.
Okay, well, thank you, Stars Caitlin Clare. That was a good way to wrap this up. And let's go ahead. Thank you all. It was a great, great discussion. We really went over on time, but this is just one of those subjects where, we may want to talk about it even again. So let's go ahead to StarCast and have her start with our callers this evening. Thank you all so much, and we appreciate all of our listeners.
Hi, this is StarCast. We have a lot of callers tonight. They started coming in. They must like the topic. I know I've enjoyed it, and I'll quickly interject that I was regressing. You, my staff, are going to laugh. I was a princess in another lifetime. Is that hilarious?
I'm not surprised.
I was the princess.
Huh?
I had a knight. Yes, but, it was a wonderful. She was a hypnotherapist, and she will be on the STARS Network. She's coming with us. She did that, and it was overwhelming. So if you get a chance to do that, it would be a wonderful thing. And, again, going to the site, it's just so much talent. I'm listening to all of you, and all of the people that I'm talking to, they're saying, oh, my gosh, I just love this. So we're going to go with the first caller, and I want to let anybody know that's listening that we can go over 8 o'clock, no problem. Even if there's I see another caller, please hang in there. I will get to you once the reading starts. So, Stars Maya, I'm going to connect you first with a lady named Penny. Let me get her. Hiya, Penny.
Hi,
you're live on the air with Stars Maya. Go ahead and ask her your question.
Hi, Stars Maya. Thank you for taking my call. I wanted to ask, I have a lot of changes this year, and I'm wondering what you see as far as relationships go for me.
Yes. Hi, Penny. You sure have gone through a lot of changes, and you've really had to... I know it's been a difficult year, but I'm really showing that your empowerment is beginning to increase and your confidence is slowly coming back, and that's going to really be on the rise. A lot is going on, and you're being propelled into making some much better choices. So even though I do feel there's going to be a sacrifice or a loss of a relationship, a change, It's definitely for the better. So the future looks really good. I do feel that someone new is going to come into your life. You have a few months. I like to leave time frames open, especially when we're talking about love and meeting someone new, because a lot of it can depend on your ability to heal and move forward. And you actually have the ability to move forward quickly. So the quicker you're able to get everything together, and, you've had to do a lot of self-reflection. Would you agree with that? You've had to really how did I end up here, and how do I make sure that I don't ever end up here again?
Yeah, I did do a lot of that.
Okay. So the answers are all there. It takes some time for those, it's just like planting a seed. We see the little sprout coming out, but we're like, is that really going to turn into a strawberry plant? I'm going to get to eat those strawberries. And the answer is yes for you, Penny. So, you will be feeling a lot more strength and clarity you know, I'm not going to tell you that it's going to be a rose garden the next couple months because I'm an honest person. But what my guides are saying that you better celebrate New Year's Eve like never before, because 2014, the world is pretty much going to be at your feet. You are going to meet someone, and because you've changed your way of thinking and being, and because you've accepted the mistakes and you've kind of become accountable for maybe how you have gotten into situations that have not been the best for you and have not led you to joy and harmony and happiness, it's going to pay off for you. You are going to meet someone, and I do see you walking through life with a partner, someone that's very stable, very conscientious, and, you know, someone that you feel really safe with. And by safe, I don't necessarily mean physically safe, but your heart and your trust, and you just, you know, this person is always going to put you and the relationship first. So I'm really happy and excited for you, Penny. Hang in there when you hit a couple rough spots over the next couple months, and just try to remember that you're doing the right thing and things are going to be so much better. The payoff and the reward for the struggles is going to be well worth it. When you get to that point, you're going to look back and you're going to say, I would do it again a million times, knowing that this was what was waiting for me on the other side.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
Well, I wish you the best. God bless you, and thank you so much for your call, Penny.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you, Penny, and please go to the site and get your free 5 minutes. Don't forget.
Thank you. I will.
Have a good evening.
Thank you.
Okay, here we go. I know who I have. I have a lady named Francine, and I'm going to give her. I have a lady who wants Stars James, so I have to kind of juggle things a little bit. We have a lot of callers tonight, which is totally wonderful. I'm so happy. You know that. The little princess over here. Too funny I am. Anyways, okay, I'm going to give Francine to Stars Morningstar. Stars Morningstar, are you there?
I am.
Okay, let's connect you.
Hi,
hi Francine. You're live
you?
On the air with Stars Morningstar. Go ahead and ask her your
okay,
question.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
I am inquiring. I have a guy that I, you know, a couple of guys that I'm going to be dating, or I dated one, and it's been kind of off and on, and I'm going to be dating another. And I just want to know what you see with either, you know, which would be the better path or, you know, outcome or more, you know what I mean?
Okay, so what I'm going to do is, you know, I want you to think kind of on we'll call the guy that you've been going out with, we'll call him A. I kind of want you to think on him, because I'm just going to get a little insight on this, okay? It looks like he's kind of open to you, and he seems to offer opportunities to you that keeps you on top of things, or seems to keep you very positive, even though it is off and on, okay? But I feel like this is that you're not happy with this. You're kind of expecting more, you know, and it's not fulfilling for you, okay? Now, if we could just focus on B, we will just go right on into that. Now, this one I'm feeling like you don't really have any restrictions on him at this time. And it's almost like I want to jump in and take a leap of faith, but I'm not sure I'm ready for that at this time. I don't feel like he's going to be a lot of work. I feel like, you know, that he will help you relieve some stress, and that you have some good times together, and the relationship will actually start to begin phases as it should. Okay? So at this point, I'm kind of looking at A, and I'm kind of looking at B. And now I'm going to look between what I just said and in the past. And, you know, I kind of feel like you're already going to B, and you're kind of leaving A behind. Is this true?
Well, I'm going to be dating B. I just was wondering if, like, in the long term, you know what I mean? If it was
mm-hmm.
a future-wise, because I would like to have a stable relationship, you know.
Oh, yeah, I feel like it would actually be B, honey. I feel like you're already kind of letting go. I feel like the balance is losing. Okay, you're losing the emotional balance of the relationship. That does not mean that you cannot stop being friends.
but that emotional part, you're kind of losing balance. And so I do choose beef for us. I mean, though I'm not the one to make the decision on your relationship, I see B as going further, a long-term relationship.
Oh, okay. And successfully?
Yes, successfully. I feel like there's going to be opportunities. I feel like there's going to be commitment. I feel like things are going to be gotten done. I believe that you'll both be dedicated or honorable, and that there's also spiritual growth, and there's lots of opportunity in that. The other one, I just don't feel the balance in that to keep it carrying on in a long-term relationship.
And do you see A at all even with the capacity to offer the long-term relationship? I mean, the stability or the commitment?
No, I don't. Like I said, I feel like you will always be friends. At some point, there will be contact, that there will be a friendship evaluative there. However, I don't feel that it has everything that it needs to take to continue to make a long-term relationship. I definitely feel like the path to B is way more open than to A.
Okay. Well, thank you. That's what I'm getting to. I feel better with B. A's just seems to be too much turmoil, too complicated.
Right, too much work.
Well, you know, yeah. He tends to say I'm too much work, but I don't think he puts enough work. You know what I mean? And I feel like I'm
right.
Doing a lot of work.
Correct. Too much work. Right. Okay. Well, I hope that helps, and I hope that
it
you
did.
Enjoy your evening. And love
well,
and light
you.
And lots of sparkles on your new relationship. And I hope everything works out for you.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. You guys have a good day.
Thank you, Francine, for coming. And don't forget to
you.
Go to the site. Get your free 5 minutes.
All righty. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, moving right along here. All right. Stars, Caitlin, Claire, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, I've got Mary that I've got to connect you with, and she's been waiting, so let's get her. Hi, Mary. You're on live with Stars Caitlin Clare. Go ahead and ask her your question. She'd be happy to help you.
Caitlin Clare?
Yeah.
I'm needing to make a move from my home due to financial reasons, and I'm not sure where I'm going or when. I'm wondering if you pick up around that issue.
Of course. So you're going to be moving for financial reasons, and you want to know where you're going to land.
Right, and about the time frame.
And the time frame. Oh, we can certainly look at that. Okay, I'm pulling the cards right now. And it's looking very, very positive for you. However, it's going to be not all wine and roses.
Right.
Once you make this move, we're showing the Ace of Wands reversed. And we're showing the Four of Discs, which is money matters and acquiring wealth. So the point of this move is to acquire the wealth. However, it's not going to be easily come by. Wow, you're really giving up a lot to make this move because you've got the Ten of Cups reversed and that's sitting right above you. So you're giving up quite a bit to make this move, and this is basically a move based on faith, which is fine. You're doubting your potential, and you really shouldn't. Ultimately, you have the Three of Cups, which is resolution. So you're going to get the money matters sorted out. You're going to be just fine. You're going to land on your feet, even though you are doubting it so heavily right now. The move is positive. We have the Chariot combined with the Queen of Discs, which adds strength to the move. So however rough it might be in the beginning, you're going to land on your feet and be just fine. As far as the time frame, let's see. We've got Discs here, and discs represent this will happen either by winter time, and if it doesn't happen this winter, it'll happen within 1 year.
Well, open.
Does that answer your question?
Well, is there anything specific about location or the dwelling? Anything a little concrete about?
Okay, you're asking about your housing?
Yeah, what it looks like or a little more specific as far as.
Okay, the place you will be moving to is the place that you're really going to be establishing roots. It's a place that you're going to have a little nook or some sort of place to really be yourself, have some time alone, and be spiritual. The money will definitely be there, so you'll be able to pay for the housing, so don't even worry about that. You won't have to worry about the roof over your head. Also, you've got a fire card, which is the King of Wands, surrounded by fire, and that represents creativity. You'll be able to set this house in order to your liking, and that best brings out your creative spirit and where you feel most at home. So the move, while very positive and you're going to get what you want, at first it's going to be a little rocky, but the end result is going to be very, very positive.
You see me, okay, more or less what I'm asking for my home.
Oh, I can barely hear you, honey.
Then you see me getting mostly what I'm asking when I sell
yes.
my home?
Yes. However, prepare in the very beginning of this move. It's going to be a little rough. However, that will be worked out.
As far as rough, what do you mean? Physical part of it or?
You're going to have a bit of self-doubt. And you're really going to wonder if, wow, is this really my home, or is this a place that I can make my home? And this is a place you can make your home.
Yeah.
So don't doubt that.
That's what worries me, because leaving that and then trying to.
Yeah, you're a very, very cautious person, and you want to make sure that, okay, if I'm going to make this move, I want to make it a good one.
Right.
It will be a good one. You will work through whatever, you know, misgivings and preconceptions that you may put as kind of precautionary barriers up, but you'll work through them. This is a positive move for you, and it's going to be very healthy for you, definitely.
I'm taking a couple of animals. Do you see that'll work out?
Let's see. Yes. The animals are going to be a bit fearful at first. They're not going to want to move, which is pretty typical of animals. And trust me, I have lots of animals. They trust you. You're the mama bear in their pack, and you know they're going to trust your courage. So they'll be fine. You just need to give them a bit of a period to adjust.
Yeah, I understand that. All right, thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay.
Thank you, Mary, for coming.
Thank you.
Okay, I have Rachel here for Stars James. James, are you there?
I am here, yes.
Okay, she requested you.
Excellent.
Okay, hold on. Yes, hold on. Hi, Rachel, you're live on the air with Stars James. Go ahead and ask him your question.
Yeah, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you just fine.
Okay, because my cell phone's weird sometimes. Okay, I wrote this down. My question is, on early Sunday morning, October 6th, a guy decided to end our friendship because he was mad at me for pulling a bunch of crap that he saw as childish, and he is sick of dealing with it. He was talking about something I supposedly did the night before, which was October the 5th. I did not do anything wrong, and I honestly believe it's not him that witnessed anything. I think it was someone else that was there that was feeding him information that was either exaggerated or untrue. Do you think I am correct? And if so, is there anything at all you can tell me about this person or anything that they might have told me that night that is anything but the truth? And do you think he will ever find out the truth?
Okay. Sure, Rachel, I can definitely look at that. Give me just a moment here.
Sure.
Absolutely. He is going to come to the truth. I don't think that you're even supposed to know. I don't see you really interacting with the person that tried to reveal this information. It was certainly a misunderstanding. Although it's interesting. I don't necessarily see this the individual that kind of said these things as having malicious intent. I really sense that it's more of a misunderstanding, and I just don't sense that they had malicious intent. I think that they were very unwise in what they said, and maybe I believe some of it was a lack of understanding on behalf of the friend that kind of pulled away, and a misunderstanding on behalf of the person who was interpreting the situation. So there was a lot of misappropriation and miscommunication there. I actually see this, that you guys are going to resolve this, that there's resolution for you in the future. You will be coming back together, and I believe that this is an issue that for right now, just let it be what it is, and don't try to put any additional energy into it, because what will happen is it will backfire. So just let it be as it is. It's going to come to a natural resolution, and I get a sense that it may take a little bit of time, maybe a month or two, before it comes to that natural solution or natural resolution, but it will happen.
Okay. Let me just have you repeat one part. What were you saying about a confusion or something you were saying?
Yeah, it seemed like I just had a sense, and that it was another person that communicated the information, but it was miscommunicated information, and there was a lack of understanding on your friend's behalf as well, on what necessarily took place. I think that the person didn't necessarily have malicious intent or wanted to tear apart the relationship. I believe that it was just a misappropriation of the information that they had.
Okay. Well, I don't know. He just got really, really mad at me, though.
Mm-hmm.
Really,
yeah.
Really mad. It just sounds very, it was somewhat threatening sounding from him, because
mm-hmm.
and I have been having some, issues as it is for the past, several weeks, I might say.
That has an influence on, really, I believe that has an influence on the way that he interpreted what happened. As he was interpreting it, he was filtering it through some other issues that you guys were having as well. And, ultimately I see the resolution or the reconciliation is based more off of what has happened in the past rather than this particular event.
It's just enhancing what he's already
mm-hmm.
been through with me. It's kind of like it drew the line for him.
Right.
That's what it's like. I give up. I mean, he literally told me he doesn't want to talk to me told me to have a nice life,
mm-hmm.
I don't want you to call me ever again or whatever.
Yeah, and he overreacted. He overreacted based off of the energy that was already in the relationship, which was intensified because of this miscommunication and misinformation. So.
Yeah, it just doesn't seem like him. I don't even know if he's ever acted like this before. Do you think
mm-hmm.
he ever has?
I do. I believe I have a sense that he has issues that he needs to work out in terms of relationship in general. He does have a tendency, especially if he feels very close to someone, to make them the brunt of his problems. Instead of taking responsibility for what's going on in his own life, a lot of times what he will do is he will project that onto the other person, and it will create scenarios like this. This is not the first time this has happened in his life. Although I do believe that this is one of the last times. This is one of the times that's going to allow him to bring that situation into balance and not create these types of scenarios again.
Oh, on me, but I'm apparently not the only one.
Right.
Yeah. It seems like there are a lot of people right now, or at least some people anyway, that I know are kind of shocked to see this from him. These
mm-hmm.
might be people that don't even know, But I don't know, but what you're saying does kind of sound, some of what you just said is what I've been thinking, and it
yeah.
just sort of put together a lot of things for me. I know there will be times where I will see him at certain public events that I
mm-hmm.
tend to go to that he's going to be there too, you know. And so it's like just not knowing when we're going to be there. We just see each other there, and I just choose not to talk to him.
Right,
I think
right.
I think it's wise just to let him come to me. I don't know if
for right now, that's absolutely it. Let it go. Let yourself move on from this particular situation, because it will resolve itself naturally. You don't have to put a lot of energy into trying to resolve it.
Besides, he's the one that rejected me. He's the one that was
mm-hmm.
the jerk, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, so he, That's
all right,
good.
Well, thank you so much, Rachel. I appreciate your call. And if you ever need more information or would like me to elaborate that on a bit more, I am on STARS, STARS Psychics. So thank you. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Rachel.
Bye-bye.
Have a good evening, sweetie.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, we've got Suzanne waiting here in the wings. And I guess, STARS Maya, it's your turn. Are you there?
Yes, I sure am.
Okay, let me connect you with Suzanne. Hi, Suzanne.
Oh.
You're live on the air with STARS Maya. Go ahead and ask your question.
Sure. I had a couple of questions. My first is, what do you see with my love life?
Okay. Hi, Suzanne. So your question for this evening is about your love life.
Yeah, what do you see?
Okay. I feel like there's some kind of involvement with someone, but it's not completely together. There's some communication issues, but I do feel like you have someone particular on your mind.
I do, but I don't think he's ever really going to want to date me, even though we've been together for a year and 9 months, so I'm starting to date others. Do you see him making a commitment, or am I going to date someone else and meet somebody else and get married and stuff?
Okay, right. And I'm glad that you're being, you know, open, because everything I say to you comes from my guides and is to serve your highest good. It's never meant to be discouraging. But, you know, if you've listened to the show, you know that we're under some very strong universal forces, and these are helping us to reach a higher sense of self and others and love and everything. I don't feel that this, I feel this relationship for the most part is over. I don't see a future there with this person, but I feel like there's still going to be some communication and there's still going to be some back and forth. So I don't see a complete halt. I do feel that you're going to move forward, and that's what you need to do, and you really need to put your heart and soul into that. I know it's hard when we, you know, like we discussed, if you listen to the show, when we feel that soul connection, you know, sometimes I will define karma as the feeling of supposed to be. And it is difficult for us as humans to get past that, you know, we're supposed to be, and we were so happy, and we were meant for each other. Those emotional ties and spiritual ties can be very difficult to break. But always remember that free will does override that. And I do see you moving into the future, moving forward. You need to be really, really open, because my sense is that you can sometimes be picky, and sometimes you can shut things off. You can shut the door just a little too quickly. Does that make sense?
It does, but I'm trying to be open-minded. I went on a date tonight, but I don't know if he likes me. I mean, I know he likes me, but I don't know if he's looking for a relationship or not.
Yeah, I'm not getting anyone currently in your life that's going to amount to anything, that, you know, future-wise, but you know, every time we have an interaction and a relationship with someone, we learn something new about ourselves. And so as you move into the future, I do feel that you are going to meet a life partner. I do feel that you are going to be married, and that it's going to be a very long-term situation from between now and then. And I feel like that's going to be about 4 months or so before that happens. You really need to be...
before I meet the person?
Yes, before, now you're going to meet people before that, but I'm saying the person that I feel you're going to spend your life with. So the important thing, and what brings this person to you, believe it or not, you know, sometimes as humans we see things backwards, and that's okay. and I'm so glad to hear that you're open. So I want you to be even more open. For example, you know, if you're dating men, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't want to make assumptions because, you know, okay, so let's say that you come across a male and you're like, he's not really my type. Go ahead, have dinner, have coffee, be safe, of course, drive your own car, but you need to be open because each time you have that interaction and that experience with these people, look at it as stepping stones. The more that you open yourself and the more interactions, dates, if you will, casual encounters, you know, and by casual encounters, I mean, you know, social events or coffee. I don't mean anything lewd by that.
Anything about the man?
Well, I don't give physical descriptions because I don't feel that serves the highest good. Then if I said he has brown hair and brown eyes, it would be natural that every brown hair and brown eyed guy, you'd be like, is that him? Is that him? What I can tell you about him is, what I will say is that he's tall, that he's been through life experiences, that I feel like he might be maybe 4 to 5 years older than you, but definitely not in looks, just in he's got a maturity level. I feel like he's got a really stable job, and I'm getting something to do with architectural design, something like that. So he's very detail-oriented, very focused. He is
4 years older than me?
Pardon me?
He's 4 or 5 years older than me?
I feel like there might be like a four or five-year age difference, but it's not anything that you would know by looking at him. So I don't want you to get this image of, you know, that's what I mean by being open. You know, don't right away think, oh, he's an older guy. Not at all. He's, in fact, he's very healthy, tends to be athletic, very focused, detail-oriented, and he's very sure of himself, but not cocky. He knows what he wants. He's had enough life experiences that he's not interested in playing games. He wants things to work out, and this is a man that is willing to work through situations. He's not the kind that says, this is hard, see ya. So I really feel, Suzanne, you're on the right track. Keep being open. You know, keep that energy open. We really only have time for one question each, but you can always find me on Star Psychics and a lot of other experts that can do in-depth reading for you. We sure do appreciate your call. Thank you so much, Susan, and God bless you.
Okay.
Thanks, Suzanne, and you know, you're welcome to get the 5 minutes free. You just do a little survey, and you can go back and get more in an in-depth reading. And thank you again for coming tonight. Okay, moving right along. I have two more here. Now, what I'm going to do is something a little unique is I have two ladies left. I think, Stars Morningstar, are you up next, or is it Caitlin?
It's Morningstar.
Okay, all right. I'm going to let you do this one, and then the last one, I think I'm going to kind of split it with Caitlin Clare and Stars James, so and then we'll be done. This was a great evening. So hold on. Let me go get this lady. Terry, are you there?
Yes. Huh?
Okay. You're live on the air with Stars Morningstar. Go ahead and ask her your question.
Thank you for taking my call. My question is, 2 days ago, I interviewed for 2 jobs. I've interviewed several times for different positions and never been the one hired. One job is for a permanent position, and one job is for a temp, only good until, guaranteed until December. Did I get either one of those positions?
Okay. Let me look at the permanent one first, and I'll see if what I see on that. You know, I'm kind of feeling like you're going to have a choice here, and of course you're going to want the more long-term one. I'm seeing kind of like the permanent one. I'm feeling like the permanent one is the one that you're, you know, you're at a standstill here, but I'm feeling like the permanent one is the one that's going to come through for you. And actually, that is the better one, the better way to go. Now, sometimes the temporary jobs are always as successful as, you know, bang, I'm going to get that. But, you know, I'm feeling like they're both going to come in at the same time. So I'm kind of feeling nervy on that, but I'm feeling like it's also the permanent one, the long-term job that is going to come through for you. Okay?
Thank you so very much.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Terry, for coming tonight. And you can always go to the site and get free 5 minutes, you know, by doing a little survey and create an account and go and get an in-depth reading or a little bit more, and I'm sure you'll love all of the advisors that I have there. They're awesome.
Thank you.
And thank you again. Have a good evening. Okay, Veronica, are you there?
Hi, yes, I'm here.
Okay, well, we're going to do a little split here tonight because I want to give everybody, all my readers, a chance here to do something. I'm so fair, aren't I? Anyway,
okay.
I think we're going to go with Caitlin Clare first. Caitlin, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, this is Veronica. Veronica, go ahead and ask your one question of Stars Caitlin Clare.
Okay, I have a question about a love question. If you see anything coming up for me in my love life, there is a person that I'm interested in. His name is Adrian. He doesn't really know it. I don't think he knows it because I haven't said it. But just seeing if there's any type of potential there or if he has any feelings for me.
Okay, I'm pulling the cards right now. Well, I'm seeing a recovery from a past relationship that was not so good.
Uh-huh.
However, the potential for a relationship is there, but not right away.
Uh-huh.
I'm seeing that he's not necessarily in a financial position to feel like he can take care of his lady right now.
Right.
There's some confusion coming up regarding a move. However, we've got the World Tree here that shows in the potential position that, yes, you know, this can happen. It just won't happen right away. Now, I've just pulled the card, the Sun. So that is literally shining its light down. So if you're willing to be patient, yes, this can happen.
Okay.
However,
yes.
He comes with a bit of baggage.
Yeah. He's
got a past relationship that messed him up.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. So if you're willing to deal with that, then yes, the relationship can blossom and happen. However, you need to have the patience and compassion to deal with his past baggage.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, Veronica,
but
don't
it does
go away.
Look good.
Stars James, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, well, I can give you a little take on Veronica's question just because we're going to, you know, wrap it up with this last caller, and I think that way everybody gets a nice chance. So, Veronica, you've got Stars James on the air right now with you.
Okay. Hey, Veronica.
You want to ask him the same question?
Yes, the same question.
Same question, absolutely. I agree 100%. I do believe this is a time for you to be patient. It's a time for you to really clarify your intention as well and what you want in a relationship. That's the biggest thing that I was getting for you is you know, it's going to be a while. You're going to have to, it's going to be a waiting period. May even be up to a year is what I'm getting related to the situation. However, the purpose for this is to clarify your intention so that you know for certain what you want to get out of this relationship. The gentleman that you were speaking about, I do believe that there's certainly potential with him as well, but make sure you know what you want out of the relationship. And also, I think this is a time for you to really gain some personal power. I see that relationship in the past has you've relinquished power to other individuals in the past related to your relationships. And it actually is a good time for you to get yourself grounded and really feel like, you know, you're a go-getter, be an equal contributor, and you're not going to relinquish power and try to pacify another individual, essentially, and create negative cycles in that. So that's really the main things that I'm getting a sense of. I mean, I do agree with what was it Stars? I think it was Stars Caitlin, right?
yes.
With what Stars Caitlin was saying. So.
Okay, thank you very much, Veronica, for coming. Please go get your 5 free minutes and get a little bit more of an in-depth. We have great rates on the site, and thank you for coming tonight, and have an awesome evening.
Thank you, too. Bye.
You're welcome. Okay, my stars, thank you very much. You did an awesome job. I tried to divide it up. We got slammed with a lot of calls, which I love. We went way over, which is good. It's kind of a nice thing, you know. So next week, I guess we'll have to decide on our topic, and I maybe mediums or mediumship, something like that might be good since all of you really do that so well. What do you think? Good? Yes?
Good, yes.
Sounds good, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's good.
Maya,
I was wondering. Oh.
Go ahead, James.
Well, I was wondering if, since it's October, if we could maybe do something on, like, paranormal or ghosts or what our take on that type of energy as well.
I listened to Caitlin Clare. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, paranormal for the win.
Yeah. I was thinking, you know, maybe closer to Halloween, that would be a good something to address.
Yeah, the veil is thin.
Yeah, the 30th is Wednesday night before Halloween. So
yes,
that would be a good night to do it. Yeah, so that would be a good night.
Is.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, I guess we just need something for next week, and we will discuss that. And I thank you so much. Stars Maya, are you there?
Yes, and I was going to say the same thing. Maybe I agree, Stars James and Stars, Morningstar Caitlin Clare, that definitely Halloween, spooky, paranormal, even sharing ghost stories. So maybe, since it's the night before Halloween, that show, maybe we could actually, Natalie, schedule that one for the topic discussion to actually be like an hour.
Oh, we can, yes. I can make it I have 2 hours every evening, and I will make it from 7 to 9, and you guys can. Oh, I thoroughly enjoyed this. You can go over any amount of time you want, and, you know, it doesn't stop recording. It's recording now, and it doesn't end until 9 o'clock. So, yeah, yes, we could do it for an hour, sure.
Okay, and does everybody agree that Halloween show maybe will be a little bit longer, and definitely we'll talk about some good spooky stuff?
Yes,
absolutely.
This is Stars Caitlin, but I also want to make sure that our listeners get, you know, their readings too. So if we're going to do an hour, you know, if we have 2 hours, then I don't know, maybe we could extend the readings a little bit.
Yeah, well, you know, I only get 2 hours, so we can do 7 to 8 for your topic, you know.
And then maybe
even
the next 30 minutes for the readings?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah. It can go until 9. Yeah, we can
do it. Or even an hour for the readings. It's just like a Halloween special, and maybe we can even, you know, connect with or do mediumship readings for that night. I don't know how many people do that, but, you know, I'd certainly be open to it.
What about you, Maya? Good? Yes?
Yep, I'm good. Because
Morningstar is good, and I know Star James is good, so he's probably sitting there thinking, well, we'll just listen to the ladies, and they can decide. You know, they love having you, trust me. It's really, really a great presence, and all of you, if you really should take the time to listen to a previously recorded show, and you can hear how great all of you are. And I have Stars Priestess Candy. She's listening. She connected in, and so she's listening to all of this. And she wanted to be, because after 8 o'clock, you don't get to hear anything. I have to designate it so that it goes until 9. And I know she's been enjoying this also. And I think it's a wonderful thing. And, you know, I'm learning a lot. Of course, you know, I said I was regressed once. It was very overwhelming.
Very powerful.
It was very spiritually moving for me, and I don't want to say painful, but I was upset with it to take me back to a time where something happened that, you know, but it explained a little bit more about what's going on with my life right now. So, You guys are awesome. Have a good evening. I have to finish payroll yet sometime after. And I do thank you so much for coming. And we'll decide on what we're going to do next week, okay?
Okay,
thank you. Sounds good.
All right.
Okay,
thank
I love
you,
you guys so much. Yeah, you
thank
have
you.
Yeah,
thank
you have
you
a
so
great
much.
Evening. Oh, okay. Love you guys. Bye-bye.
All right. Night, guys.
Bye.